TV News, I'm Ben Thomas. Trump White House official Peter Navarro has been convicted of contempt of Congress for refusing to cooperate with the January 6th committee. Lindsay Whitehurst has more.
Prosecutors say Navarro acted as if he were above the law when he refused to cooperate with the subpoena from the House January 6th committee that asked him to produce both documents and give a deposition.
Whitehurst reports Navarro plans to appeal, arguing executive privilege.
A judge previously ruled Navarro hadn't shown enough evidence Trump had actually invoked executive privilege to be able to argue that.
In the West African nation of Mali, two attacks by Islamic insurgents in the rest of North have killed 49 civilians and 15 government soldiers. North Korea says it's launched a new nuclear attack submarine. Leader Kim Jong-un describes it as crucial to counter the United States and its Asian allies. And President Biden is headed to India for the G20 summit. Karen Shamas has a preview.
Our aim is to amplify the voice of the global south.
This is a pledge India's Prime Minister Narendra Modi made in January. In a video call with over 100 mostly developing nations, Modi made clear India's intention to be their champion on the world stage. Hapimon Jacob, founder of the Council for Strategic and Defence Research, tells the AP this is not a new ambition.
You're looking at a country that is becoming very powerful in many ways. Militarily, economically, and also in terms of its geopolitical weight in the international system.
However, analysts warn India could be the only nation to host a summit that ends without a communique. The issue? A deadlock on the wording regarding the war in Ukraine. I'm Karen Chemas.
Actor Danny Masterson of That 70s Show has been sentenced to 30 years to life for the rapes of two women 20 years ago. And as the NFL season kicks off, the AP has learned Cincinnati is making quarterback Joe Burrow the league's highest paid player with a $275 million extension. This is AP News. A super spicy snack is getting pulled from stores. Jennifer King explains why.
The One Chip Challenge is a single individually wrapped tortilla chip that comes in a red, green, and black cardboard box shaped like a coffin. Chipmaker Pocky says out of an abundance of caution, they have asked retailers to stop selling them after a Massachusetts family blamed it for the death of their 14-year-old son. His mother says last Friday the school nurse called to say her son fainted after eating one of the chips. Police in Worcester say they were called to Willoughby's house a few hours later and found him unresponsive and not breathing. The chip's package encourages the buyer to wait as long as possible before drinking or eating anything and post their reaction on social media. Authorities say there have been reports from around the country of people who've gotten sick after taking part in the challenge. Experts say the chemical in spicy chili peppers can cause symptoms ranging from a burning sensation in the mouth to abdominal pain, nausea, and in high doses, even injury to the heart. I'm Jennifer King.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.